Thank you, Lord, that you think of us. We considered the psalmist the other night, Lord, you and your glory, your majesty, your holiness, your set apartness, your transcendence. What is man that you are mindful of him? Lord, that this morning your thoughts are toward us. How many, the psalmist says, how great are your thoughts toward us, O Lord. That this morning we are on your mind. We are your focus. You have a concern. You have a plan for each one here today. You think of us. Not sporadically, not when something triggers a thought, not when there's just a cry for help, but Lord, always constant, your thoughts are toward us as if we were the only child. And so, Lord, we come. What a blessing, what a wonder. And you have a desire today for each of us. And so we ask that your will be accomplished today for your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Sing hymn number 479. You read hymnal 479.
Yeah. praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord Jesus. There is, Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, Lord Thou of God and heaven,
Today is Brother Gary and Sister Catherine's anniversary. Am I right? You look surprised, Brother Gary. You're good? Okay. We want to pray with them, for them. They've been a real blessing here to us, and God has given them a good work in the Rockaways, continuing what his father began, and God has seen them through some things and has brought them into some real challenging places, but very exciting places. God is doing a real powerful work there and raising up a lighthouse and a witness in that place that is so needy. And we want to believe that God would bless them this day together as a couple. Lord, do that. Lord, would you rest your hand of blessing upon our brother Gary and Sister Catherine, dear God. Lord, would you do a deep work in their hearts afresh, Lord Jesus. Lord, would you give them a love, a greater love for you, and Lord, a deeper love for each other. Lord, that you would bind them, unite them, knit their hearts, Lord Jesus. Lord, that their lives first would be a testimony to you, an example to others, Lord, that are looking, a world that is cynical, a world that is critical. Lord, would you use them to exemplify Christ? You use them, dear God, in their marriage, in their family, Lord, that as they live out this life together, that Jesus would be seen, Jesus would be exalted. And so, Lord, we pray your protection upon them, upon this marriage, upon this home. Make them the man and woman you desire them to be. Make them the husband and the wife, Lord, that you desire them to be, that they would be faithful, Lord. Lord, we pray for their ministry. Lord, the challenges that they face. Some days the discouragement, other days maybe the joys and the victories. But Lord, as you lead them, would you give them faith? Would you give them hearts of complete trust in you, Lord, when the road is difficult, when trials come, when people disappoint, when resources are scarce? Lord, would you just give them confidence in you? Would you help them to keep their eyes on you, Lord? Whatever the cost, dear Jesus, whatever the price, Lord, keep them faithful. And Lord, let there be much fruit for their labor. Lord, let your blessing rest upon this church and their ministry, dear God. We pray that Jesus would be exalted, that many would come to you. Lord, that lives would be changed and bodies healed and marriages restored and bondages broken. Lord, we pray that the mighty work of God would take place every time they gather, Lord Jesus. Would you work there and give them fruit, dear God? So we commit them again. Lord, we ask your very special blessing today and through this coming year. Wherever you lead, whatever this year holds, keep them fast, Lord, for your name's sake, for your glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Did you sing 118 in the white book?
Oh, gracious Lord, that Jesus sent us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jesus.